Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle. Happy Friday. You're here with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. And the earnings season is fully underway and we've got one of the big banks reporting here in Singapore.
So is it a happy Friday for DBS, Ryan?
Well, they have some reason to cheer going into the weekend. It is a good set of numbers looking at the top line. You've got loans and fee income really helping the broader set of numbers, offsetting the low interest rates that has been plaguing the industry. In fact, you've got Piyush Gupta, the CEO of DBS, saying in the results statement, it has been an extraordinary quarter for his business as they fired on all cylinders. So loan and deposit growth were robust, fees were strong, and treasury had a record performance. In fact, DBS is also highlighting bullish prospects in a recovering global economy. Let's get a bigger picture from Margaret Young. She's the strategist at Daily FX. Happy Friday, Margaret.
Hello, good morning, Ryan. Basically, you have summarized all the key points for DBS earnings just now. So I have nothing to add on that.
That is where you come in to help me really crunch the numbers and expand on what we need to read between the lines. So first impressions first, Margaret. Mm-hmm. What were the numbers that really impressed you? There's been some indications that banks will be seeing improving fortunes. How much does this impress you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had already expected a good earnings from DBS Bank because it has preloaded provisions in the year 2020, and right now we are seeing really, really good improvement in its non-performing loan formation, which is driving up the net profits to a record quarterly high. So the earnings crossed above 2 billion Singapore dollars for the first time in history. And it's pretty surprising because the overall economy is improving, but we are struggling to, revert back to the pre-pandemic level. And DBS announced record earnings at this moment. Earnings per share came in at 79 cents, which is much, much higher than a Bloomberg consensus of 56 cents. So we are seeing a 40% positive surprise from the profit. And it's very, very encouraging. The fee income hit a record high, which is helping to offset decline in the net interest income. So declining net interest income is within expectation after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates heavily last year. So this is within expectation. What surprised us is the growth momentum from its loan and fee income.
Yeah, DBS blowing away expectations. So not too hard when we are looking for bright spots. Loans are up around 3% from broad-based growth. Cards are also doing well. Fees income also at a record. How sustainable, Margaret, do you see this momentum as we navigate the year ahead, especially when you hear about how there are still hotspots in India, Japan, Brazil around COVID-19?
Yep. I think loan growth could continue to pick up as the company has forecasted, upgraded its loan growth forecast from low single digit to single to high digit for the full year of 2021. And recently, we are seeing a pickup in momentum in the property market, meaning that property loans could drive the growth in overall loan growth in the quarters to come. However, I think that wealth management fee could, suffer a period of low volatility as market has been very quiet since the start of the second quarter. So if the low volatility in market continues throughout the second quarter, we may see reverting back in the net fee income, especially in the wealth management fee income segment.
Yeah, so DBS painting quite a good picture when it comes to the outlook. Business momentum is expected to remain strong. In fact, it's upgrading its full-year loan growth to mid to high single digit. Now, the thing that offset or was a bit of a downer in the numbers was the pressure from low interest rates. And DBS's total income was down 4% due to lower NIMs, which is now at 1.49%. So the net interest margin is pretty much the same as the previous quarter. And this is versus 1.86% the last year. So if you look at where interest rates are heading and you look at how the US economy is bouncing back, what's the outlook for NIMs and interest rates?
Yep. So NIM has been you know, quite stable compared to the fourth quarter of 2020 at 1.49. I think the worst is probably behind because the interest rate is already at all-time low and there's no further room for the Fed to cut down rates further. And in the first quarter, we saw that Treasury yields have risen quite a lot. So higher Treasury yields and the prospect of a better U.S. economic rebound may help to lift the net interest margin in quarters to come. I don't think the NIM is going to go down further, and there is definitely more room to, for it to revert back slightly higher in quarters to come. That is going to drive the overall income for DBS.
Yeah, and the other thing to watch out for, of course, is the asset quality. The trends have been quite encouraging. In fact, if you look at the allowances being set aside, it has only put aside $10 million this quarter versus $1 billion a year ago. Is there any signs of this really showing how delinquencies are going to be a thing of the past right now? Because we are looking at the economy bouncing back this year.
Yep. So the overall economy is definitely moving into a positive direction. More people are returning to work, despite a very resurgence in India, many countries in the world are preparing for reopening. So the non-performing loan formation in the last quarter was almost half of the average quarterly amount in 2020. This is a very healthy sign. And in the quarters to come, we may see non-performing loans stabilizing or gradually reduce and towards the pre-pandemic level. And also, there could be more positive provision revisions in the quarters to come because DBS has been very prudently setting aside large amounts of special and general allowances in 2020. And if those allowances were not used, we may see them contributing positively into the earnings in quarters to come, just similar to what happened in the U.S. banks.
And Margaret, just to wrap things up, what is getting you excited about DBS's future and its outlook? You've got the investment in China with Shenzhen Rural Commercial Bank. You've got in India, Lakshmi Vilas Bank. And it's also in the cryptocurrency space running a digital exchange. Margaret, what's keeping you on your toes when it comes to DBS?
Yeah, those are very exciting initiatives. So Shenzhen is the center of the Greater Bay Area, which is rapidly growing. It's the new growth engine of China's new economy. So by investing into Shenzhen Rural Bank, commercial bank, DBS has further, you know, deepened its route into the Greater Bay Area, and we could see that contributing to its future growth and expansion globally. And this cryptocurrency platform is very interesting. We saw that the users of DBS cryptocurrency platform has more than tenfolded in the last quarter. Mm. Although the base is pretty small because it just started, but the growth is astonishing. And with more people are looking at cryptocurrencies trading and more authorities, banks, companies are endorsing the use of cryptocurrencies, we may see this as a very good start of this business area. And especially when a lot of other banks haven't started yet. So DBS, we have an advantage.
A bit of a first mover advantage. So the investor base for that digital exchange right now close to 120 investors and assets under custody, slightly more than $80 million. We've been chatting Margaret Young. She is the strategist at Daily FX, helping us to crunch the latest numbers from DBS's first quarter. Margaret, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.